Well, I think it's just like with anything else, like with when MASH went off the air, and it's or the Golden Girls, or any, you know, Will and Grace, any number of series going out on top, and not wanting to let the piece start to lose its
atrophy.
Lose that specialness that people have come to expect and enjoy each year.
So, have you stopped enjoying doing it?
No, we still love doing it. We are just looking forward to exploring some different genres and some other different avenues too, and different mediums. We produced a because we've been producing almost exclusively with DuPont for 10 years.
And when you say we, you mean Ceramic Cow.
Ceramic Cow and my co-producer and co-business partner, Julie Gable. And we've been doing, like I said, DuPont almost exclusively for a decade. And then last year we produced a show called Radio Dazed for Ceramic Cow for the October for Halloween season. And it was wildly successful. And it really kind of excited us that, oh, yes, we can do something other than just DuPont. You know, we can do some other things. So we're excited about exploring those possibilities.
Well, let's talk about this DuPont, final DuPont. It's another Christmas at DuPont.
It is another Christmas in DuPont. And those who are not familiar with DuPont, it is a small town in the south, somewhere in the middle of nowhere, where the population keeps descending each year. So now they're down to like 740 people in the entire town. And there's this group of people who have been born, raised, lived, and will more than likely die in DuPont, and they've known each other their entire lives. So their entire social network is based upon the First United Congregational Shepherd of the Flock Baptistical Church. That's all they've got in this small town. So it's just about small-town relationships and the holiday season and how that's – to me, it's just, you know, comedy just waiting to happen, so –
Yeah, how similar is this staging of a DuPont Christmas to previous ones?
It is different, but there are some same elements. We've kept the things that people are familiar with and that people have come to expect and enjoy so much, but we've also added new elements. We've written out some characters. We've added some characters. So there is a lot different, but there's a lot of that is the same and familiar.
If someone's never seen the residents of DuPont, they're going to be fine when they sit down.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. It doesn't build upon the previous versions of it. It does stand on its own. So it's a great, great, fun way to bring in the holiday season.
And when you say DuPont is going to go to rest for a while, could be years?
Well, we have absolutely no idea. We haven't really thought about that. It could be kind of like Cher, where we're going on retirement every other year, and it's going to be our last year. We may go back up in a couple of months. I don't know. But we think we're going to let it rest for a while.
Any ideas what might be coming then in 2011?
Well, we've been doing fun bags for the past year.
And the improv group
under Ceramic Cow, and we do short form comedy. And our last show, which was December 4th, we had about 150, 175 people there, which was just overwhelming to us. And we loved it. And so we're really going to start working more with fun bags and expanding the format. And we're talking about doing a YouTube series and filming a lot of sketch comedy and that sort of thing too. So and some radio we've talked about too. So,
yes.
Yeah.
All right.
So we've got all kinds of options.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.